Good morning, y'all. Time for the morning show here at WFHR. Time for the morning show here at 97.5 FM WFHR. Have your host James here. I'm joined by, it's been a while. CEO of Your United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning. I forgot what you look like.
You lucky, lucky dog, you. We got the band back together on a Friday. We're going to have some fun. We got good things lined up for you, everybody. Like this right here, our good friend Brittany Merlot joining us with our weather update. How you doing there, Britt?
Pretty good. It's a Friday. Yay. Can't complain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the weather is feeling like mid-October. You enjoying it?
Well, I know I am, but I should really move out of the way and let the person who really is, this is her weather.
That's why I had to take a month off. I couldn't handle your weather reports anymore.
Completely understand. I know this is Terry's type of weather. There's a lot of people out there enjoying this type of weather right now. Especially, I know we didn't have an overwhelmingly warm summer, but you know, you get these cooler temps and it's nice.
Yeah, no, it is refreshing. Got to find the positives, right? I mean, we're going down in history.
Yes.
Some places breaking record cold high temperatures yesterday, like me up here in Wausau, and you're on the line again today. We're only going to reach about the mid-50s. Plus, we've got these feisty winds gusting around 25 to 35 miles per hour today. So we're battling a wind chill. It's technically summer. I mean, in my book, meteorologically, we already flipped to fall, but to feel this chilly, temperatures this morning, we're feeling like 35 to 45 degrees with the wind chill on top of it. So this afternoon, layers is the word. Definitely a windbreaker or a rain jacket because we do have chances for spotty sprinkles, but also moments of sunshine today. So a mixed bag. We're going to get it all. By tomorrow, more spots of sunshine, slightly warmer, flirting with about 60 degrees. But we could still see a spotty shower in there in the afternoon. And then Sunday, completely dry, tons of sunshine, highs in the mid-60s, and much calmer winds. So feeling fantastic. Sunday is going to be great.
Sounds like it. Sounds nice. That's not a bad lineup. And we do have some, it looks like at least some warmer temperatures that are still going to show up late next week, possibly.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be back into the 70s by Monday. And I mean, the week afterwards, 80s could be back. So summer's not really totally gone yet.
Yeah, yeah. So we got a little bit of summer left, and we'll be celebrating the fall season with you soon. We're looking forward to that and looking forward to hanging out again on Monday. You have a great weekend, Brittany.
You too, thanks.
Have a good one. Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this time slot. Terry and I got some work to do. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. We'll be getting into that. Afterwards, of course, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Got a famous TV theme song that you got to call up and get right. Game show theme song, I should be
nice.
Specific. Got to get that one right, and you'll win some free Culver's from our good friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. After all that, I want to get into the number most overdue Powerball drawing number. We have the number that's most overdue, so expected to have pop up kind of thing. We'll get into that a little bit later. Got some entertainment news we're going to dive into. We know the band that at least has thrown their hat in the ring first to be the wedding band for Taylor and Travis. We have that band, and I almost guarantee every single person out there, you're not going to guess the band. There's no way. I will give you guys 100 guesses. Please start sending me your guesses, and we'll see if anybody gets even close. I'll give you a T-shirt if you do or something. We'll get that in. Got some interesting stuff with Randy Travis I wanted to touch on. What's new on your small screen, new on your big screen? We'll get into all of that, along with our newsletter and some other stuff. We are looking for recipes. Everybody, get us your recipes and get on over to WFHR.com. Sign up for that newsletter. Get us one of those recipes so we can get it in that cookbook. All that coming up. And a little after that, we have some fun with what's the most and least organized room in your home.
Oh.
Want to get into that one?
Shoot.
Got another great one for you. Which state produces the best country music? That's an interesting list.
Isn't that Well, okay. I was going to say, isn't a given, but then I was rethinking. I'm like, okay, yeah, I can think of a few.
One.
Yeah.
It's a tougher one than I would have thought. And Seth and I were having a lot of fun with that one. There's a couple that really surprised me. So we'll get into all of that. But we like to kick things off. It is a free ticket Friday, so we got Brewer tickets to give away to people, too. We want you to hopefully get in on the winning of these, get a chance to win those tickets. We'll give you that free word in just a little bit, everybody. But, of course, I want to kick things off getting an update from the United Way, especially. It's been a while, Terry. First, how are you? How have you been?
Doing great. Busy August.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Which obviously I wasn't able to join you at all, but, our annual campaign has kicked off. So that's big. We spent a lot of time with our volunteers and getting campaign kits out and just, looking at the planning of that. And we've got really a lot going on right now. So campaign has kicked off. On September 17th is our annual United Way Day at McDonald's, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So we encourage people to participate in that. Then 2 weeks later, on October 1st, we have a fundraiser with Noodles and Company. So that'll be from 4 to 8, where they're donating a portion of their proceeds, similar kind of format. So we've got those two, kind of public-facing events. We've got lots of campaign things going on, businesses that are raising money for United Way right now. We are also currently taking signups for raking for our Day of Caring. So if you are elderly or disabled, don't have the financial or physical ability to get your yard cleaned up for winter, getting leaves raked, you can sign up to be on the list. So to do that, you call the United Way office at 715-421-0390. Now, the flip side of that is we need rakers. So this event is on October 25th. It is a Saturday, starts at 9 a.m., goes till about noon. Our goal is to, we'd really like to do 100 yards. We've never hit 100 yards before. So, we'd really like to do that. But typically, there's no slouching going on, right? Typically, between 80 and 90. But we were just, how can we stretch it just a little bit farther? But to do that, to get it done in that condensed time frame, we need about 500 volunteers. So this can be individuals, families. This can be work groups, civic groups, a circle of friends. Maybe your book club, whomever you gather with, can be part of this. So registration is open for both. You can sign, you can sign your yard up, but you do need to call for that. There's no online registration. You need to be walked through a little questionnaire.
Yeah.
We need to know a little bit about your yard, that kind of thing. And then to sign up yourself or a group to rake, that can be done online. You indicate your t-shirt size, tell us your group size, that kind of thing. If you have any rakers that are under 18, we do have a waiver that just needs to be signed. And, otherwise, we're certainly up and running with that. We had a very successful school supply distribution. That was great. 750 kids were served. So there's just been a lot going on. But the meat and potatoes of it is we're raising money right now. The only way we can do all this stuff in the community is with donations from the community. So, that's really where all of our, our whole staff, our whole baby staff is like, that's really where we're focused is how do we raise enough funds to keep all this work going?
It's kind of funny as you were talking about this, Terry, I just got an email from the United Way about the sweepstakes and some of that. And of course, the other things that are going on over there. Encourage people to sign up for that newsletter and be able to be up to date on all these things by going to uwswac.org, signing up for that. I do want to mention real quick, one, great opportunity to get some McDonald's in your life. Every year you guys do this, and we always appreciate that. And some of us, it's our chance to get over there and get some McDonald's.
Right? Get some fries.
But the Noodles and Company connection is wonderful to hear. A great business. I've been enjoying having them in town. I used to eat there when I was in Madison all the time. It's been nice to have them here. Really nice fit with you, too, and any opportunities to raise some extra funds and awareness is always great. I will talk about Day of Caring more as we get closer to it, because to be honest with you, it came up so quickly. I was focused on the campaign and some other stuff. I almost forgot about Day of Caring, one of my favorite events you guys do. But that is one of those ones, whether you have a lawn that is in need or you are able to give your time to that day, you are a part of something bigger than you. And it's such a cool feeling to do on a level like this in town here. It's one of my favorite days where you're driving around town, you see all these same colored shirts and everybody on the same page are just trying to help each each other out. I encourage people to reach out to the United Way, not only to get us your lawns, because we want to get 100 lawns. I'm with you on this. And I will help out as well. I'm not just going to be on the air talking about it. I'll be a part of it this year, and I'm looking forward to that. And we're looking forward to talking more about the United Way as we go along here in this campaign season. I mean, it's go time. You know, this is a time where we really, really want to make sure that the United Way, you and that team over there, and honestly, I would think, you know, when we first started talking, it was a team of like 30, 40 people. And it's so much less than that. Well, well, so much more than that.
Four people.
Much smaller. Much smaller. But it's because of the work that you guys do over there. You and that team have shown that you have this city's back. It's our opportunity to show you we have yours. And by supporting these things, whether you can give us your time or your dollars, it is all of it is an investment. And the more we're able to do, the more you guys are able to do. I did want to just touch on real quick before we wrap up the results or what you were touching on there with all the school supplies and some of that, because we really haven't been able to talk since those numbers came out and everything. But just very, very impressive. A credit to you guys and, of course, everybody out there that helped out with that.
Yeah, all of the partners, you know, we certainly are thankful. We're actually getting together this afternoon to kind of debrief and, you know, what can we do better? What can we change? Which I think is important because, of course, we always want to make it better if we can. So, so that was great. You know, another thing that we missed in not talking is, you know, the unfortunate circumstance of the flooding that happened in Milwaukee and how that relates and to our 211 program. So 211 is a statewide program. We happen to have a local contact center here, and we serve 13 counties. But when something like that happens, when a disaster presents itself, we have an opportunity to all pool, you know, to pool all of those resources together. And so collectively, the 211 system, because we have an agreement in all counties with emergency management to handle those triage calls, you know, like 20,000 damage reports have been handled through 211. So, you know, and so you just think about just the sheer volume of that, right? And what that means, but it also speaks to the ability of the strength of our network and, you know, how we can truly be a resource in communities, not just when an individual has a need, but when there's a crisis.
Yeah, get to uwswac.org, find out more. Thank you so much for that info, Terry. I didn't realize that, and that's such a good, encouraging to hear. It's hard to say good with the subject, well, what we're talking about, but it's great to know that 211 is there for people, and not just me with my dental issues, which I do appreciate, by the way. uwswac.org, head on over there today, bookmark that page, everybody, and pull up that Civic Media app because it is time to get yourself a chance to win some Brewer tickets. Go ahead and get on over to that app, pull it up, we'll wait. Okay, you got it? Or you're just listening to us on it. That's cool. You can win a 4-pack of tickets for you to see your Milwaukee Brewers, the best team in baseball. You can see them just by texting us the keyword catch. That's all you got to do. C-A-T-C-H. C-A-T-C-H. Text us the keyword catch, and you can get a chance to win tickets, 4-pack of tickets to see the Brewers take on the St. Louis Cardinals September 13th, Saturday, September 13th. It should be a good game and a Saturday getting to go to
fun.
Saturday in Milwaukee is great, just in general, let alone getting to see a Brewer game. Text us that keyword catch, everybody, and get yourself a chance to win. We're rooting for you. Want to see some Rapids or Central Wisconsin winners on that list. Go ahead and get us that keyword catch. I'll try to get it out there as much as I can. I'll just look for reasons to bring up catch. The word catch. Yeah. We'll come back. We'll have a more fun with you on the morning show here at WFHR. You heard the boys. Time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Port Edwards, 221 Market Avenue. Enjoy yourself. Check out some of those great specials that they have over there. And keep in mind, if you can't make it there this morning, well, they are open tonight. They got that getting more and more famous fish fry over there at El Cafe. Say hi to the team over there. Wish them a good one. Buy local, support local, everybody. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. You can email us info@WFHR.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up through the Civic Media app. You've already got it handy texting us that word catch so you can win the Brewer tickets. So go ahead and pull it up and text us those birthdays or anniversaries, or of course, call them in. We love live birthdays and anniversaries. Love talking to you guys. So call up anytime. We'd like to hear from you. And again, a big thank you to our friends at El Cafe. Terry, I hate to do this to you, but I got to make you work this morning a little bit. I apologize, but I need a 1 through 3.
3.
All right, gives us that one. So we can get right into this. So boom, boom. And let's see, there's a qualifier. And I need a 1 or a 2.
1.
All righty. We got them. Good. Nice work. You're done for the day.
Wow.
I hope the staff over
I'll just be
away,
here but, every Friday yeah, at this yeah, time.
Right. It's diving in. Well, first off, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Beth's father, Seth's father-in-law. Happy 80th to Denny Roan.
Happy birthday.
Lives in Ohio. We say a shout out to our friends out in Ohio. And Denny, a great man, wishing you a good one. And Beth, Seth, thanks for sharing that birthday with us. We appreciate it. Happy 80th, sir. Oh, that's a good birthday, 80. I don't know. I feel sorry for the world. I make it to 80. I do. You guys, you have no idea what this is me restrained. This is me like trying to be good. At 80, I'm going to let it all go, man.
Probably take away the controls by
probably,
then.
Probably. If you're lucky, if you can get them out of my hands. Have a great birthday, Denny. We wish you a good one, sir. Taking a look at our other birthdays, we wish a happy birthday to Phil Johnson.
Happy birthday, Phil.
Enjoy the day, man. Hope it's a good one for you. And a very happy 30th anniversary to Rick and Mary Austin.
Happy anniversary.
Happy 38th. That's awesome. Great one to you, too. And our qualifiers for today, celebrating their 8th anniversary, Carl and Margarita Klingforth.
Happy anniversary.
Happy 8th, you two. You know, as much as I get into like the 38s and these 50th anniversaries and stuff, those are just as fun to me, that 8th, 9th.
Gotta
you know,
start somewhere.
Exactly. Yep. Those are almost the double digits. Almost there. Carl and Margarita, wish you a great one. Enjoy. And you're our qualifiers today. Taking a look at September 6th, we get to put spotlight on Jennifer Allen, wishing her a happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Jen.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you. And then on Sunday, we wrap up wishing a happy birthday to Bob Dion.
Happy birthday.
Bob, enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a great one for you. And we wish a very, very happy 57th anniversary to our qualifiers, Ron and Louise Rogney.
Happy anniversary.
Ron and Louise, wish you a great one. Enjoy. Ron and Louise just rolls together, doesn't it? It sounds really good together.
We have lots of anniversaries. Yeah. Must be like that. Well, maybe it was the first weekend after. Well,
September.
But it also could have been like Labor Day weekend back in the, you know what I mean? Like a long weekend yeah. kind of thing.
It turns out in my family, you can only get married in September. Because my mom and dad, my brother and sister, I believe both sets of my grandparents, and my brother and sister, all wedding anniversaries in September. And then I got my mom's birthday at the end of the month too and everything. So it is a loaded month. And it seems like if you want to get married as a male off, you have to wait until September. I believe that it's a rule. I didn't hear about this. Not shocking that nobody would let me know this. It's like, well, he doesn't need to know that. It doesn't matter for him. It doesn't. we take a look at who you share your birthdays and anniversaries with. A very happy birthday to, for many of us, our Batman. Michael Keaton is 74 today.
Wow.
Obviously, Beetlejuice, Batman, the Vulture in the Spider-Man movies. Maybe, I don't know if it's his best acting performance, but Birdman, which he won an Oscar for, was incredible. He's done so much great work in his career, Michael Keaton. I really love his 80s movies. I really love a lot of those silly kind of movies that you never see nowadays and everything. There's some really great performances in there. And if you're watching those, you can kind of see this is going to win. I'm not surprised Michael Keaton won an Oscar. Just that kind of caliber of an actor.
I like him.
He was going to get an opportunity one day to really show what he was made of. And while he was great in Beetlejuice and Batman and The Dream Team, which is one of my favorite roles of his and so many, I think most of us knew this day was coming, that he was going to be an Oscar winner one day. And the respect that he's gotten in the industry is really cool to see. Some people no longer with us. Wanted to make sure to note Freddie Mercury, born in the state in 1946, passed away in 1991. Queen's literally unforgettable, incredible lead singer and songwriter. Famously, Freddie Mercury wrote Bohemian Rhapsody on the way home from the opera in like 5-10 minutes. A musical genius. A voice that could go any range, anywhere you wanted it to. And one of the greater frontmen in rock and roll history. Like, just one of the greatest ever MCs there's been. Watch Live Aid. you watch that, most of us have, but if you haven't seen it, and especially knowing what we know now, how sick he was, and yet he's out there, and literally the world is watching him, and he has got them right here.
Yeah.
And where a lot of MCs will take that moment to kind of put themselves above things, Freddie was the kind of person that made you feel like you were a part of things. He made it, and that's the true MC.
That's what I was just going to say. Isn't that really what the design is? Yeah.
He's a legend. Incredibly good at what he was. And I'm rambling about all this. I'm not even a gigantic Queen fan or anything. I just really respect greatness, and he was something. On the same end of things, in a very different field, Bob Newhart, born in this day in 1929. Literal comedy genius and legend. You may never hear better timing, especially when it comes to sarcastic or dry humor, than Bob Newhart. I to this day, I don't know if I've heard anybody that does it better than Bob Newhart did.
And the best, just like sneaky face quirk. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like just great point. Like the best straight face maybe ever. Great. And then all of a sudden, yeah, just a little.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, great. I hadn't thought of that. Yes, 100%. Yeah, love Bob Newhart. I also love that a lot of younger people out there kind of got to know Bob Newhart a little bit from the movie Elf.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of cool. Just Bob Newhart, man. Great one. Taking a look at Saturday birthdays. Pippa Middleton is 42. Let's see. Idris Elba is 53. Fantastic actor. Rosie Perez is 61. I don't know. It seems like people either like or dislike Rosie Perez. I love her. I like her work. I like her voice a lot. She's a good one. And Jeff Foxworthy is 67 on Saturday.
Oh.
Still doing his thing. Still out there touring, I believe, doing comedy.
He probably has a strong following. I mean, honestly, you know.
It definitely has a strong. I would be shocked if he didn't. That blue-collar comedy tour thing that they did, it wasn't just noteworthy at the time. It's really had legs. A lot of those artists, a lot of those comedians are still touring off of that and doing well. Jane Curtin is 78. Oh, God, I love Jane Curtin. Kate and Alley, Third Rock from the Sun. She's had a lot of good acting performances, the Conehead movies, but really it's Saturday Night Live and her performances on Saturday Night Live. She is, in my house, Gilda Radner is queen. Nobody goes above her, but I love Jane Curtin. I really, really like Jane Curtin. And the things she put up with Chevy Chase on Weekend Update and some of that stuff, man. I mean, just a legend. Roger Waters is 82, Pink Floyd legend. Another good one. And that is going to do it for Saturday. But taking a quick rundown of Sunday celebrity birthdays. Let's see here. Leslie Jones is 58. Ghostbusters, an SNL star. Corbin Burnson, 71. L.A. Law, Major League. You know him if you saw him kind of guy. Had a great role in the TV show Psych, too, that he did a really good job on. The great Julie Kavner is 75. You know her better as Marge on The Simpsons. She also does the voices of her sisters and her mom, which are not very different than Marge's voice. But one of the more recognizable voices, I think, in cartoon history, Marge's voice, you know, and where everybody on that show kind of has catchphrases. Poor Marge is just left with, you know, just kind of grumbles and everything. But I will maintain this and I will die on this hill. Greatest TV mom in history.
You know why she has the little grunt is because, do you know how much mothers bite their tongue?
Exactly. Yeah, it's accurate. It's very accurate.
I mean, it's right on.
Yeah, yeah. But there's no TV mother that has put up, or TV wife that has put up with the things that Marge has from Homer and Bart, even Lisa a little bit. Heck, Maggie has it. Maggie shot a guy. Like, I mean, that woman has put up with a lot. Marge Simpson, baby. That's a good one. And some people no longer with us, like the legend Buddy Holly, born in this day in 1936. Buddy Holly and the Crickets, one of the more legendary bands, and certainly lost them way too early. But I always like to bring up, Buddy Holly's music was universal. It was loved by a lot of people, and certainly there are portions of America that made it more popular than others. But the music, it's some of the first universal music we were having on the radio, and they never really get the credit for this. To the point, this is so far back in the day, Buddy Holly and the Crickets, one of the biggest shows they got offered was to go play at the Apollo. The legendary theater in Harlem, New York, that, you know, traditionally African-American artists and African-American attendees, pretty heavy in that department. And here come Buddy Holly and the Crickets. A couple of, three white guys go up there. They start performing and they rocked it. They loved it. It's one of the more legendary performances in all of the Apollo's history. And that's saying something. It just really speaks to his style of music, his songwriting, and a lot of the music of him and the Crickets. We will take a quick time out. One more time. Big happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. We're wishing you a great one. Enjoy and get us more birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. I can't think of a better way to celebrate than El Cafe. Get on over to El Cafe today, everybody, and enjoy some of those great specials they have. Stick around after our news, sports, and entertainment break. Terry and I are going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's, coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous game show theme song. You get it right, you know it, call up 715-424-2600. Tell it to us, let us know what it is, and if you get it right, you'll win a free kids' meal and adult meal from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Big thank you to Culver's. They put back into their community like few do. We appreciate the good people over there at Culver's. Get on over there today, everybody. Get some Culver's in your life. Let's go ahead and get ready to play. You got your Civic Media app handy, because that's going to help you. And you got you're all ready to call in? Okay, let us know what game show this is. Yeah, that didn't take too long. I didn't think it would.
I was going to say.
Let's go ahead and see if we got our winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Price is Right.
Yes. Let's go. Nice job. Got nicely done by you. Well done. Thank you for not making us wait too long. We got the winner. All right. Knew that one right away, huh, sir?
Oh yeah. That's a classic.
Have you watched it a lot? Is it one of your favorite game shows? Or
well, I used to when I was younger, but not too much anymore.
Isn't that funny? You know, same here. I used to watch game shows. It feels like a lot when I was younger, but now I don't really catch them as much anymore.
Like when you weren't at work during the day?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That'd be the one. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Can I get your first name?
Ed,
thank you so much. Thought it was you. Thanks so much for listening, Ed. We appreciate it. It's been a while. We appreciate you calling in and listening. Thanks a lot. You know where we are. We know you. So you go ahead and stop on by. Pick that up from Pam and next chance you get, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you. Yeah. Ed knew that was The Price is Right. And why did we do this one? Well, The Price is Right debuted on CBS on September 4th in 1972 with the legend Bob Barker. But 1972, this week, actually just yesterday in 1972.
Isn't that awesome?
Something, really? That's really cool. Actually, we're going to be seeing a lot of this. August, September traditionally tends to be when new shows would premiere. The fall lineup would kick off. So not too surprising in some ways, but just any game show being on the air for,
53 years.
53 years. That's incredible. Any type of show, let alone a game show like that has really been able to stay relevant. And you know, it's difficult. You never want to be the guy to follow the guy. You know, that a lot of coaches are learning that right now in college and in pros. to be Drew Carey taking over for Bob Barker, he's done an incredible job. He's done a really good job and found a new niche with that. So be on the lookout for another one of these opportunities for you to win some free Culver's next Friday, everybody. But you don't have to wait until then. Get on over to our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's and enjoy and say hi to him from us over there. And we'll be saying hi to Ed soon, who is our newest star of the day. Be listening next Friday for another chance to win some free Culver's right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope y'all are having a great one. Anytime Terry is with us, it's an 80s show. We know this. Good to have you back, Terry.
You know, funny story about this song. Literally just last weekend, my daughter, in her early 20s, right? Mm-hmm. Like her boyfriend, we were out for dinner and he went to the jukebox and he played this. And I'm like, why are you playing this? He's like, I don't know. It was just in my head. And I'm like, whoa.
You're good.
I like
you're good. Yeah. You talk about points. You're winning some points right there.
And I really don't think he knew. Like, it was hilarious.
You subconsciously, you were able to do that. That's how good you are at this. We were talking in our break there a little bit about game shows and stuff. Was Price is Right one of your go-to game shows? Yeah. Was that one you won?
I loved that show when I was a kid. But, you know, we didn't have, I lived in the country, so, like, we didn't have cable. There was no game show network or anything. Right. There, you know, it was pretty limited, but I loved Price is Right.
I was in a similar boat when I first moved out here when living in Rome. and that we just didn't. So that was one of the things that, and like there was a couple of cartoons that they would play every day after school and
He-Man.
Stuff. Yes, He-Man, G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe was the big one. Man, I couldn't get enough of G.I. Joe. That was an awesome cartoon. I wanted to get to a couple of other stories this hour, and one of them I wanted to make sure we got to. We'll get in now. The number that's most overdue for tomorrow's Powerball drawing. We are going to help you, sort of. I don't know anything about what I'm saying here. I don't know gambling. I don't know Powerball. I don't know any of this stuff. I'm going to be honest with everybody. I've never done any of it. And I just don't know some of the logistics, if you will, of some of these things. But I do know that a lot of people look for this as a kind of like little bit of an insight, a little sign. Yeah. Maybe a little bit of showing your hand, showing your cards a little bit here. Are you going to try your luck at the $1.7 billion Powerball drawing tomorrow? It's going to be one of the biggest lottery jackpots ever. I feel like that always happens. It's always one of the biggest. And your odds of hitting it are about 1 in 292 million. But we can help you out a little bit. Maybe make it 1 in 290 million. Maybe, I don't know.
There you go.
A website analyzed all the Powerball drawings from the last 10 years. That's 1,246 drawings since October 7th, 2015. And here are some interesting data points. Over the past decade of Powerball drawings, the number that's most likely to come up of all the numbers is 61. Okay. Huh. 61. That's a good one to get in there. The first five numbers of the Powerball drawing can be 1 through 69.
And so I was going to ask you how high the numbers went. It shows you how ignorant I am about it.
I had no idea. I didn't even know. That's interesting. They would only go to 69. And 61 has been drawn 115 times, including in the most recent drawing on Wednesday.
That's interesting. That's more than 10% of the time.
It's weird. The five most commonly drawn numbers over the past 10 years are 61, 21, 23, 33, and 69. So it looks like 6 and 3 are big numbers that come up a lot.
And two of them ended in 1, and two of them ended in 3.
Weird. Yeah, just random. The number that's least likely to be drawn is unlucky number 13. Huh.
Do you think it's even in there?
I wonder if it is. Yeah, that old, it's so funny to me.
The elevator floors?
Yes. It's the first thing I thought of.
Hotel floors, I should say. It's not just the elevator.
The way that there is no scientific proof to the number 13 being unlucky or anything, but that we take it that far, that even hotels will not have a 13th
floor
or something.
You know, though, you think about it from the hotel management side, like, could you imagine how many people were like, yeah, no, I'm not going on the 13th floor.
I get it.
Even if you're on the 14th, newsflash, you're on the 13th.
Yeah, really. But I get it. I kind of get it. Although for me, 13 has always been a lucky number. I don't know. No, it's always been very fortunate.
You're kind of like that.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense. As soon as I said it, I kind of heard it. Yeah. The five least likely numbers are 13, 49, 26, 46, and 65.
Interesting.
Yeah, no rhyme or reason for any of this, it seems. And the number that's most overdue is 26. That has not been drawn since April of this year. So they're saying that 26, any moment now, 26 is going to pop up there. And the number that's most, most overdue is 26. When it comes to the Powerball number, that's most likely to number to hit is 4. The three most common Powerball numbers are 4, 21, and 24. So 4 and a 2, you get in there, you might have some pretty good odds. The least likely Powerball number is 16, which hasn't been drawn since November of last year. So maybe avoid that one. So it seems like you want to have 61 in there for sure. You want to get a 3 in there somewhere. You want to get a 4 in there somewhere. 13, 49, 26, 46. Some of these are a little least likely, but they also have 3 and 4 in there in the tops. So all that said, good luck.
Well, that's it. You can't win if you don't play. One time it was high a couple years ago. And I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'll just get one. I don't typically ever. My husband always gets he gets one often.
Yeah.
But I just don't. So I'm in the gas station and it was hilarious because they're looking at me like I have a third eye because I don't even know how to answer their questions. You know, like, do you want the multiplier? Do you want the this? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not really sure.
The multiplier thing, that really throws me. Yeah.
Every once in a while, one of the girls at the office will be like, hey, do you want to, everybody will throw in $2 or something and then she'll get them. But we haven't won big yet.
I think that kind of thing is fun to me. I think it's fun when when you get more people involved. I think I would be more into that than I would just doing it for myself. I don't really have an interest in doing that, but I think that part would be fun. You get a, now, I guess you get into the whole debate if you do win, you know, the percentages and how you divide that up. But if you got an even amount of people or whatever, it seems like.
Well, and everybody just throws in the same amount. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what are you talking about? I don't know what I'm talking about. I do know. I wish you luck if you do it, everybody. You're doing the Powerball. I would say, I would recommend. It does look like that the number 26 is the one that's most overdue. And you want a 3 in there, a niner. Did you say a niner? Did you? before we go to break, I wanted to touch on this story. We love our Guinness World Records around here. The track, we've got to talk about this lady. A New Zealand woman showed the strength of her soles when she ran barefoot over 100 meters of loose Lego bricks in 24.75 seconds.
Ugh.
Does she not love her feet? Does she not love life? What is she doing?
She apparently wants her name in a record book.
Yeah. Gabriella Wall broke the world record for the fastest 100 meters barefoot on Lego bricks when she attempted the 328-foot sprint in Christchurch. The track was covered in 661 pounds. It took place at Imagination Station, a New Zealand nonprofit that uses Lego pieces for robotics and mechanic education. Which is really cool if you've never heard or read much about that and the work that they're able to do with some of that stuff for people who are missing limbs and different different things. So,
have you ever stepped on a Lego?
Oh, to this day, this moment, the second I started reading it, I felt it. I felt that
like
Lego
cringing.
Right under my
yeah.
foot. Yes, yes. And they always seem to land in the softest part of your foot. It's like the Lego knows right where to be.
It sounds terrible.
I can't prove it, but I do believe that Legos are sentient. That they are aware of what they're doing. Somehow, they are aware of this. Yeah, that lady, man. I don't, because it's one thing to attempt this, but you know this. She had to practice, so she's doing this and doing this and doing. What are the calluses on her feet?
I think
look?
You would have to. How do you desensitize your feet otherwise?
Well, I've heard this with people. I've talked to people who do the walking on coals, or they've walked on, or they've laid on spikes, things like that, and they will tell you that it's something that you almost just got to do. You can't overthink it and you can't hesitate. You just kind of got to do it. But you can build up a tolerance to these things. The human body's insanely amazing in that regard. I don't know if you can do it with Legos. I don't like hot coals, spikes, sure. Legos, different story.
I can think of about a bajillion other things that I might be interested in doing besides running on Legos.
There is,
you know, good for her.
Well, we were going over this the other day, Melissa and Seth and I, about world records that we would like to break and that we feel like we could break. And one of the ones was most coffee shops visited in a month. And there was another one about most theaters visited in a month that I feel like are just tailor-made for us. But those would be fun. I also like the idea of building or making something like the world's biggest pizza or whatever.
Oh, right? Yeah, that'd be fun.
I think something like that would be fun. And I think we got the space for it around here. I think there's a couple of places. The air hangar, there's a couple. I've already thought this out a little bit. There's a couple of places. Get some of our great chefs and nonprofits together, and I think it could be a lot of fun. We will take a quick time out while I master that plan and work things out and get laughed at by my team. And we'll come back and wrap up this first hour of the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Stay for just a while. Stay and let me look at you.
I don't know what it is. September Morn, that's what it is. Okay. I don't know Neil Diamond that well. I kind of gauge this one out here. Appreciate the bumpers from Seth. Nice work from you. We're going to wrap this out first hour up, but we'll be back next hour with some entertainment news. Terry and I are going to let you know what's new on your small screen, your big screen. Get into a couple of things there. I still want to hear from the audience. What do you think is the band that has thrown their hat in the ring to be the wedding band for Taylor and Travis? Who do you think it is? Because I guarantee you ain't going to guess this one, but text us through the Civic Media app if you'd like. You can call up as well, 715-424-2600, or call us through the Civic Media app. And as long as you got that app handy and you want to win some Brewer tickets, we'll go ahead and text us the keyword catch. Text it to us, everybody, and get a chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets to see them Saturday, September 13th, taking on their rivals, the St. Louis Cardinals. One of their rivals, I should say. Go ahead and check that out. You can catch the best team in baseball for free just by texting us the keyword catch. Get in on that. We want one of our Central Wisconsin winners to win that. So we're rooting for you guys out there. Go ahead and throw your hat in the ring for that. We have a couple of events going on in the area, Terry, that I wanted to make sure we were able to touch on. We'll get to those in a moment, too. But I really wanted to get this story in because I think this is another fun one. And it's another Guinness World Record. A London man took an educational tour on of his home city and broke a Guinness World Record by visiting 42 museums in 24 hours.
Wow.
Ben Melham, 42, said his kids, Matilda and Henrik, inspired him to attempt the record for the most museums visited in 24 hours. Quote, the record began as a conversation with my children about how hard it could be to break a world record, and we were reading them and found this one together. Melham's kids joined him on some of his museum visits during his whirlwind record attempt. He said London is an ideal city for such a project. London was an obvious choice for his attempt. They have over 200 registered museums.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We'd have to, just our travel time to find that many museums would be like really hard.
There's, you really have to have, I didn't even think about that, but you would have to have the perfect city almost for that. And yeah, I didn't even think of that part. Melham visited 42 museums during the 24-hour attempt, breaking the record of 33 set by Sanjay over in New Delhi, over in India, back in 2024.
As per usual, I have a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
What constitutes a visit?
Thank you. That's the biggest question I have. Is it, because to me, it shouldn't count if you just walk in and walk out. That doesn't count. I mean, that's literally.
You can't drive by. You would think you at least have to cross the threshold, but is that really a visit?
It does look like in the video that he showed that he's bopping around from different museums and that he is taking pictures and doing, and it looks like he is, you know, engaging and checking out these things. Also kind of cool about this. So many of these, one of the things that I don't necessarily like about covering these stories is some of them, like the one we did the other day, there's a guy who's got like 100 of these records, and it looks like just an attempt to get 15 seconds of fame, and I don't know. Some of that just seems tacky to me. This, he's bringing his kids involved, and even if there is a little of that 15 seconds of fame or whatever, I don't care. I mean, I like the idea of bringing the family involved. I think that's fun.
Is it a consecutive 24 hours?
Yes, yes.
So then there wouldn't, but then they wouldn't even be open.
That's, you really got to time that out. You really got to be able to. So maybe you know, you're there and you're hitting this one museum as they close and all of them are closing. And then in very early in the morning, as soon as you can get there, you're going to the next one. I don't know. Hmm. The timing of this has got to be really dead on. You almost get as much credit for the timing of it as you do actually visiting the museums.
Right.
That's a fun one. Also, one of the more fun records to break, I would think. As much as I like going to any museum, ones that I've been to, but especially ones I've never been to. And by doing this, you would definitely go to ones you haven't been to, I would think.
Yeah, you'd think. Huh, cool.
I also am guessing that you're going to, like, you know, for every the London Architecture Museum or some of the more famous ones, there's also like the Yarn Museum. Like you're going to ones that are just kind of like, you're just filling in the blanks here. You're just trying to get as many museums in as you can. I don't think I've ever said the word museum more in this short of a time span.
Funny.
It's one of my harder words to say, though. And the word itself is just, it feels difficult for my mouth to say. It's one of those words. We all got words like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's a couple that I can say that people look at me and they're like, oh, you can say that word, but you can't say Smith. Like, you know, something like, I don't know, language. It's a weird one. We have had a really fun summer. We, like you over at the United Way, it's been busy. We've been out and about in the public. We've been able to be at a lot of great events. We've had a lot of fun doing that. We're looking forward to doing more of that in the fall and winter months as we go ahead here. And do want to thank everybody for, you know, coming by and saying hi at a lot of these events, picking up some merch, and certainly spreading the word about the work we're trying to do here at WFHR. As we gear up for another opportunity this weekend to be out and about in the public, we got the 25th annual Downtown Grand Affair coming up this weekend. It is going to be going on the 7th, this Sunday. Join us from 10 to 3 over at West Grand Avenue. There is going to be so much cool things to celebrate creatively in the heart of Wisconsin Rapids for this great event, one of our signature events in this area. It's not only a great chance to support our vendors out there and our ag industry and a lot of the people working in that, any opportunity for them to get their booths out there and to support local. I mean, that's definition of supporting local, is helping out our vendors, helping out our ag industry in any way we can. It's also a great way to start checking things off that Christmas list. If you are, well, actually, please let me know if you're one of these people, because I there's only a couple of us. But if you're like me and you have to celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah, you really got a lot of your work cut out for you. So I love these kind of events because my family is also the type, especially my mother. I can't just pick her stuff, something from Walmart. I gotta find something unique. I gotta find something really cool, and that you can at the downtown Grand Affair. Along with that, they're gonna have family friendly fun for the public. It's free. You can come on down, check out the Creepers Car Show and Cruise. One of the coolest things about a car show to me is that everybody in town can kind of celebrate it. Like, as you're driving, you're seeing these cars pulling up next to you at the stoplight or whatever, and there's this beautiful old Chevy
right
there.
Where are they going?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it. And we have noted this quite a bit. We're losing more and more of our car shows. I like for our listeners out there, our community, to be able to celebrate these and be able to still be a part of these things, and that we still have car cruises. So credit to the Chamber for including that in this event.
I always think it's cool when they're set up on the bridge.
Yeah.
You know, because that too, just like walking on the on the bridge that way and checking out the cars. It's cool.
Agreed. It's such a cool part of this. And we're very excited to be a part of it. We are going to be broadcasting live and direct from there. Be sure to join us on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. We'll kick things off at 11. We'll go from 11 to 1 over there. And we encourage you to stop by, say hi. Maybe we'll hear you on the air there or something. I know that Melissa and Seth are looking forward to this one. They are going to be out there in the public hanging out with you guys and looking forward to being a part of this event. Be sure to stop on down. Maybe check out some of the cool vending gifts that they have, and certainly say hi to us. We'll have a booth down there. Do want to remind everybody that West Grand Avenue, West Jackson Street, and First Avenue South, from the West Grand Avenue Bridge to Fourth Avenue, will be closed to traffic for vendors and pedestrians. So be sure to drive around. With all the construction we got going on right now, we know that we could do that. We know alternate routes. We've figured that one out real quickly around here. We'll be back with more show coming up right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media.